Hi.
Hi, Mallory. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
That's cool. All right. So, which logo you love? In white, in black, or in off-white something?
Oh, goodness. I have to pick a color. Let me see.
Yeah, these are like in three colors. So I just confirm
okay,
from my side.
Yeah, I like the black background with the cream. I think the best.
All right,
what
the
about
black
you,
one?
Babe? What color do you like the best?
Basically, it's like if on your website the black one, so it will be like maybe not visible on the website. So
okay.
We are doing the like a transparent, if you want to.
Okay, so if I pick the black one with the cream background, that one will pop a little bit more on the website, right?
Yeah. It's like a transparent to show on your website, because the black one is like a patch something on your website. It's been like a totally different on your website.
Okay, so let's do the black one that stands out, then, not like the transparent one.
Yeah. So I just take the black one and put you on your website and then show you. So you just guess it that it is okay for you or not.
Okay, that sounds perfect.
All right. So the more changes is coming up in to 1 hour or 30 minutes, something like that. So when it's done, so I just ask you one more thing there. You send me... just open that. Just wait a second. All right, so you said me, what is that integrative mama?
Which one? Sorry, what was it?
Integrative mama.
Oh, integrative mama. That's just my personal website, I guess. My personal blogging website.
All right, so you do a blogging, right?
I do blog, yes.
All right, so that's
it's been
cool.
A while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so,
it's been a very long time, but I'm trying to get back into it.
All right, so your email, you give me info at loosetonpurpose.life. I can put
yeah.
it on the website, right?
Yep, perfect. Yep, and
all
the
right.
phone number, too.
All right, so great to go. And the integrative mama, what I can do for it, you want to something pick up from that website or what?
Oh, no, I don't need anything from that website. I'm sorry, that's just a signature when I send my emails from that account.
All right. I understand.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to confuse you. So nothing, not doing anything.
Yeah, I just opened on my website. That's why I was. No problem.
Okay.
All right, so you sent me that add an accessory tab to shop menu for the drop-down in addition to adding Amazon and Etsy, right?
Yes. So I forgot. So, yeah, we're going to be selling hats and beanies too, so I forgot to include accessories. So accessories and then Amazon and Etsy for the drop-down.
No, so you want a inner page with a shop or in a shop, the drop-down?
In the shop.
All right, so there is an accessory shop.
Yeah, so in the shop menu, when it drops down, men, kids, women, accessories are all like inner page for the website, like one page, and then the Amazon and the Etsy will be linking to separate websites.
This separate page.
Yeah.
All right. So when someone clicks on accessories, so there is a drop down, right?
Well, when someone clicks on shop, and
uh-huh.
then that there's the drop down, and
yeah.
then the drop down will include the men's, women's, kids, accessories, Amazon, Etsy. Yeah.
All right. So in one drop down, and accessories is other thing, and Amazon is other thing, and etc. SY and other things, right?
Yes, correct.
All right. That's what I want right now from you. Okay, so I have clear now. All right, so what about your marketing things on your website?
What about our marketing page?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
How to promote your website?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I was going to use just SEO, so search engine optimization. We were going to promote the website on social media, our social media channels. Anything mm-hmm. else you recommend?
Yeah, I do recommend to you because this is like a blogging thing, and this is promoted, so much promoted, you got everything. You got money and all these things, like if you invest in on your website. So I have a business consultant,
right.
My senior manager, so he will guide you about the all website, the what is the next step, and what is the procedure to move in to promote the website and all these things, the blogging, all stuff.
Okay, so where do we go from here? So we finished the layout of the homepage, but mm-hmm. I haven't actually elaborated on all of the individual pages and like
yeah.
the flow of the website. Is something we move on to the next phase, or what would be the next step in the process now?
Yeah, he will guide you soon, like everything,
okay.
the pages, the everything, the layout. So we will move ahead then.
Okay, perfect.
All right, so I just transferred to
okay.
call my senior consultant manager.
Okay, thank you.
Kitty. Don't you eat it, boy.
Hi, is this Mallory?
Yes.
Hi, Mallory. This is Arthur. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Arthur?
Doing well. Fantastic. Thank you so much for asking. Right, Mallory, I believe you had an inquiry with regards to social media marketing, and I wanted to have a word with you on that as well. Just so you know, before we get started, I am a marketer by profession. It's been 15 years in this line of work. I've been building websites, building brands, and helping them establish great brand awareness and conversion rate optimization. That's a little bit about me. I would like to learn a little bit about you to begin with and a little bit about the store. And then we can take it from there.
Okay, so I'm just confused at what step we are in the process. So I was working on the website design. So is he transferring me to you to figure out how to market the website before the website's actually been launched?
That's correct, yes. Usually what happens is during this time, during this part of the process, we tend to consult our clients, especially when it comes down to social media, SEO, and all of these different campaigns, because what's important is to figure out a plan, have a plan before we actually head towards the launch phase, and that's why it's important.
Okay, and so I feel like we're in the very, very beginning stages of still the website development. And so is the intention in order to get us prepared for, like, content for the SEOs? I guess I feel like the website, we just finished the homepage, but everything else is still, we're still putting together, put the content on, integrate the pictures, the videos, get all the outside of the external links and stuff, too. So I feel like it'd be more appropriate to talk about the marketing once the website was a little bit more complete.
That's true. That's also possible. But the reason why I'm on this call right now is because usually what happens is when it comes down to your social media or your SEO, we prepare the website in such a way that it complies with the policies of Facebook and Instagram, etc. It also is prepared for SEO purposes because when it comes down to the web content, you definitely need keywords that are integrated within the content. And also at the same time, there are some technical developmental aspects of the website as well that actually need to be covered. And that why it's, okay. That's why it's important. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Yeah, so then I guess you wanted to know about me and my experience or the business that we're launching?
Talk to me more about the store overall because I believe this is an e-commerce store and is definitely going to have products. So tell me a little bit about the entire process of what is it that you exactly offer and what's your unique selling point?
Yeah, so we our page is Lost on Purpose and we have Lost on Purpose apparel. So our website is basically centered around a lifestyle brand. And so the primary purpose of it is to we travel full-time with our family. And so it's to create blogs and recommendations based off of our travel things to do. So things to do for families in all of the states that we've visited and that we'll continue to visit. And then in addition to that, which is equally important, is our apparel line. And so we offer basically like an outdoorsy adventure line, mostly compromised of T-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and beanies, so accessories. And then we also have like external links. So part of the process with our Lost on Purpose website and our blog is to be able to have, you know, affiliate links with Amazon where they are directed to that that page as well to purchase things that we recommend for traveling in an RV or for hiking or for organizing a small space. And then our Etsy shop as well where we create a bunch of, like, handcrafted stuff. So it's very much a cool, like, I guess, lifestyle brand. But, again, the primary purpose is for our blog and for our apparel line.
That's true. Okay, that's great. Well, a couple of questions. I'm actually going to start off by asking a couple of questions because these set of questions will actually help me analyze and build upon a plan. And that way we could really, you know, it's going to make things a lot much more easier. So to start off with, my question is how many visitors are you driving to your website, the blog website, every month? Do you have an idea? Are you using Google Analytics to track?
We're a brand website. So we don't have any, like I said, we're still in the developmental processes of the website. We're not even halfway through with completing it, so I'm not one to it currently.
Okay, no problem. But we're referring to the blog website here, right?
The website created, which is blogs and apparel.
Got it. Okay. Now, I'll explain the rest as well, because usually what happens is, especially when you have a blog, you tend to drive a good amount of traffic to the website, which then enables you to, let's say, maybe make good affiliate commissions or, let's say, you know, integrate dropshipping as well. And that's one of the best things about this is, too. Have you considered dropshipping instead of affiliate? Because affiliate really does drive in a lower amount of revenue than in comparison to dropshipping. And I feel like it's a lot much more better. In fact, I did a website a lot much more similar to your line of business, which is called theairisfree.com. And theairisfree.com is actually a website that has dropshipping and Amazon both affiliated, integrated into the website itself that allows it to generate a good amount of revenue and then eventually cover it up with the marketing as well. So there's like a ton of things that really offers. But overall, you know, have you considered dropshipping as an option?
So we do both, yeah. So we do both,
great.
Where we have available on our website and we have the external links to Amazon and Etsy, but our actual drop shipping, our apparel is available directly through our website.
That's correct. Well, as long as you have an extended line of products, that aren't really limiting to a single option or category, that's actually great because that actually enhances your number of sales and also at the same time really does give you an opportunity to have a higher basket value. An average basket value is something that every store definitely needs and also gets you a good amount of return from whatever you're probably going to start spending, especially when it comes down to your social media and SEO as well. That will eventually help you get down to the marketing aspect of this as well. So that's definitely there. Apart from that, okay, now we're going to help you figure out one of the things that you'll probably need later down the road itself as well, which is definitely going to be your social media, and which basically runs simultaneously with the website and also at the same time your SEO too. So in a case like that, are you currently, since obviously we're looking to launch this instead of actually, you know, since it's not a launch store and it's still under process, there's a couple of things that we need to look into because when it comes down, what I need to figure out is the fact that you definitely would be requiring SEO as an element added into the website, integrated with that, and in that way in throughout the campaign as well. Would you be requiring a campaign later down the road?
Possibly, yes.
Okay. Well, especially when it comes down to campaign, you would definitely be needing it in an aspect where, let's say, you have a good amount of visitors coming to the website. And in order to actually drive visitors to the website organically, number one, and to lower the costs on marketing as well. So that's where SEO is definitely going to be coming in use. And apart from that, well, in order for us to actually prepare a website that is going to be done within the SEO element, we definitely need to look into the aspects where, let's say, you know, content has enough keywords within it. There's enough research done beforehand because what I see is that you have a story to tell. And because when you have a story to tell, that's where you're really working on the brand building element of the entire website, of the entire business itself. And it really does enable you to drive in a good amount of visitors because you have a purpose, you have a vision, you have a mission. And there's like a ton of things that you already have. So in that element, where we're definitely going to be having to integrate keywords within this entire element of the website itself, and also at the same time drive visitors using social media or start preparing, especially when it comes down to your audiences as well. So these are two different elements that are actually required when during the part of the process and also after the website is really done. Which one is more important as of yet? I believe that it's SEO. Because that's where when we build websites, we definitely need to look into a ton of different elements apart from just the normal website itself, the package that you would definitely have. Now, have you purchased an SEO-optimized website with on-page optimization, or is it without that?
I was told that the SEO optimization was included in my package.
Okay. Well, as long as it's included in your package, what's going to happen is you're definitely going to be needing to work with a good amount of media and also at the same time allow yourself to, let's say, you know, because when it comes down to an SEO-optimized website, we start working on meta titles, meta descriptions right after we're basically done with the keyword research. So keyword research is going to be absolutely essential during this part of the process. What I'm going to have to do is I'm going to speak with the team to enable me to, me and my the rest of the team itself as well, to start conducting their keyword research for the entire marketing campaign. What that will do is it will serve as a benchmark for building the entire SEO campaign from scratch. That way the website, once it gets launched, once it gets indexed on Google, what's going to happen is we're definitely going to have to put a request, and the website itself is definitely going to head towards an audit before it's actually added to the index of Google. And when people start searching for it, let's say someone start searching for loss and purpose. Now, in order for your website to show up on number one, that's where the SEO campaign comes in use. Because if you want to rank a website on important keywords such as travel gear, or let's say you would want to rank on travel accessories, now these are important keywords that are going to drive a good amount of visitors to the website. There's a monthly search volume on every keyword that we actually find using our keyword research. So let's say if we're looking at a keyword such as travel accessories, its monthly search volume could range from somewhere between 30 to 50,000 visitors per month directly on Google, out of which there's a certain percentage that's actually going to be landing on your website once you start ranking on the first page of Google. And that's what I wanted to tell you a little bit about, because eventually what's going to happen is that's where you would be eventually able to drive traffic, which will eventually eventually convert into customers and help you acquire more and more sales. And apart from that, we're also going to have to create product pages that are actually optimized for search too, meaning that, let's say, there was this, the Airsfree, the client that I actually mentioned earlier, we had them ranked directly on the product name, which was being searched by people when they wanted to make a buying decision directly on Google. And that's where the content that was actually meant to go onto the website itself was actually optimized for that purpose, and while simultaneously having the link building team create more and more links on these individual product pages as well. Now, have you heard of link building before, or is that something that's probably new to you? Okay, makes sense.
That's brand new to me.
Got it. Perfect. Okay, so link building works in a way which actually allows the website and the website the internal pages to start ranking and gaining authority within the search engine itself. Now, if you ask me what's the process of ranking a website on Google directly, how do you do that? How long does it take? I'll tell you a little bit about that too, because that's very essential for you to know, because as soon as the website's done, this is something that you will need, and you probably would need a consultant to guide you throughout this process as well, and that's where I come in and play my role. And that's basically where we then start to work with two different elements, one of which is the content of the website, and the second is the link building aspect, as soon as the website's optimized for search. Because optimization is happening on the development end, and then comes these two different elements, which is the content and the link building purpose, which then eventually raises the authority of the website and helps you rank on the first page of Google. Anyone telling you that the website can rank on the first position is probably lying to you, because Google has to make a lot of decisions, and those decisions are actually reliant on their algorithm, which is the panda and the penguin. Now, this seems like a lot of information, but once you get to know a little bit about this, you're definitely going to be believing in the product that I'm actually talking to you about as well. Now, when we come down to the content development of this, we follow the guideline provided by Google, which basically comprises of three different elements. One of them is trust, the second is authority, and the third is to actually make sure that it's bite-sizable, meaning that it should be readable with any audience that it's actually working with. So that's where the content really comes into play. And that's where we would be making sure that any content that's actually going onto the website is following these guidelines. Because, again, the SEO content requirement and also having these internal pages is going to be 100% necessary. So that's where we're going to be following that. And then comes the second element, which is the link building phase. This happens during the SEO campaign, because what we do is we hop onto different websites that are already authoritative and have a good domain authority. Now, domain authority is basically a metric provided by Moz and Google to gauge upon a website's performance within search. Now, once you have all of that identified, once we have all of these different websites, travel-related websites, we find them directly on search, and we reach out to these webmasters to acquire a link directly coming in from those websites. Now, that eventually, in turn, shows Google that we are authoritative. It's like being at a party. Now, let's say no one knows you, and you would really definitely want to, let's say, gain authority. Every person has a defined authority within a certain party. Now, if you want to gain instant authority, what you would be doing is reaching out to the person, or, let's say, you know, meeting a person that's actually the most, let's say, has enough authority within the party itself. So maybe someone who is probably arranging the party, or whoever's birthday it is. Now, in that case, what happens is your personal authority starts to rise among all of the different people that are actually present at that party. And that's when you then start to, you know, more and more people start interacting with you. And that's exactly what happens with link building itself. Now, the more links you have on the website and the more of these links, there's a technical term within this. I wouldn't really want to go down into a lot of details because there's like a ton of nofollows and dofollows. I know I'm, just let me know if it's too much, by the way. Otherwise, I may keep speaking, you know.
No, it's a lot, but I've heard a lot of speeches so far from Orbit. So I guess what are you trying? What's the final end point? What are we? Are we trying to get at? Like, are we trying to get at? What are we trying to accomplish?
What we're actually trying to accomplish with the SEO campaign is to actually have you show up on search. That's usually the one.
I mean, with this phone conversation. What do you need from me, or what's the end result of this conversation.
Okay. Well, I wanted to make sure that you actually have the SEO integrated within the entire website itself. Now that I know that your package already includes a little bit of SEO, I'm not sure about the SEO content, but I'm pretty sure that the SEO campaign may not be included. But let me go ahead and check with the team, and they can basically make sure that all of these different elements are actually included within the website. So that way, once the website launches and heads into that phase where we're eventually able to build upon all of this, we're definitely going to start working on that element too. And apart from that, we're also the second element that we actually wanted to accomplish with this call is to actually help you figure out your needs on social media as well. Because eventually, during this part of the process, simultaneously building your social media presence is going to be 100% necessary. Now, have you built your social media pages already, or is that something that you're yet to do?
So we have we have two social media pages, one for Lost on Purpose for the blog and one for Lost on Purpose Apparel. The Lost on Purpose blog is already established, and we've been building it for about a year, not seriously because we didn't know what we wanted to do with it. So we only have about 1,000 followers, I believe. And then the Lost on Purpose Apparel, we've established it, but we haven't posted on it or promoted it yet.
Got it. Perfect. Okay, now, as far as the apparel website goes, as far as the apparel pages really go, what we're going to have to do is deeply look into the sort of audience that you would definitely want to drive to your website itself, because what's going to happen is as soon as you basically launch both of these different websites, you're definitely going to be needing help with building upon a great social media presence itself. Now, 1,000 followers in a year is a lot lesser than what's required in order to actually have a stable conversion rate and also at the same time build upon an audience. I understand that you guys didn't, let's say, you know, effectively build upon it itself as well, because usually, you know, business owners or let's say, you know, people that are living about their lives don't really get enough time to really focus on the social media element of their entire website itself. And that's basically where we come in and play our role. And because we've been devising strategies for so long at this point, I'm just, you know, it's just at the tip of my fingers all the time. So in a case like that, what we're exactly going to do is we're going to start working, especially when it comes down to being rewarded with your social media campaign. Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about our own personal strategies that actually help our clients achieve a good amount of ROI and also brand awareness, because these two elements are 100% necessary as soon as you're basically launching a brand. And these come in their entire order, starting off with the brand awareness phase, and then comes the lead generation phase, and which basically helps you acquire sales directly onto the website itself. Because once the website is ready, you would eventually then start requiring a good amount of sales itself to really recoup your costs and then eventually turn this into a profitable model itself as well. And considering the fact that this includes dropshipping is usually done with products that actually have a high sales velocity, which can really be sold with social media, SEO, and are not really hard to sell. So we're looking at easy products to sell at the moment, and also at the same time help ourselves establish a great conversion rate that allows us to, in fact, optimize it for later purposes and also at the same time help you gain a good amount of ROI. So that's why I would recommend starting off with the awareness phase right now, because eventually, as soon as the website is launched, what is the deadline that has been given to you or you've probably given to us? May I know?
I haven't received one, nor have I given one, so I have no idea. That's why I get super confused in this process, because I feel like I take two steps forward, and then I get, you know, people are trying to upsell me on different things that they say are included, and then I find out that they're not included, and then they are included, and it's just been like kind of a roller coaster. So I don't even know when the launch date is. I don't know at what point in the process we are. Like I said, we finally just got the homepage done, but he told me you were going to tell me where we go from here. As far as what the next step in the design of the website goes. And all I've heard is about the marketing strategies, which I know are extremely important, but we haven't even, what do we do with the website?
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for that. Well, if when it comes down to your website process itself as well, I can definitely give you a brief because that's something that I also do. I do for fun. So, well, anyways, that's not a problem. Not to start off, because I know I'm not trying to get you confused here. Nor do I want to make sure that you know any of the process during this part of the process, you lose any sort of let's say insight as to where exactly where you are. Now, in a case like that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start pulling up the website one by one because eventually. Right after the website is now that you actually have a home page available, comes the next part of the process where you then eventually start to upload content onto the website. So that's basically where if I were to let's say directly look into the website right now, what I see is that I have the home page available. I also have internal pages that have already been made in the form of its blog because Lost on Purpose actually has two different purposes. The website has two different purposes. You're looking at a blog website and a content website and an e-commerce store as well, both of these integrated together. And the best part is that having both of these elements integrated together work hand in hand because the traffic that you will be driving from your blogs will eventually then turn into conversions when you move onto the shop page. And that's basically where, right. If I were to start off, have you written blogs already on travel, homeschool, fitness, RV life, all of that? Do you already have blogs that have already been written?
So we do. I have one for each section to get started, just so we have some content on the website that we can start, obviously, driving people there to read it. So, yes, I have one for each category.
That's perfect. Well, as long as you have those available right now, what you could do is you could send those over to us. What we could do is we could audit the content to make sure that any content that's going onto the website is – I'm pretty sure that all of these blogs are 100% original and aren't really copied from anywhere. Is that true?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Perfect, perfect. Awesome. Now, that's exactly what we need because when it comes down to your blogs, remember that blogs are for opinions and articles are for facts and truths. That's it. So in a case like that, would you be uploading content that's actually, doesn't hold an opinion? Because you would definitely be, in that case, you would definitely be needing a division between the blogs and articles itself as well.
Okay. The only thing that I could think of that might be is like our fitness blogs, where you know we are fitness and nutrition certified, and so it wouldn't be an article, but I would be offering advice. So I don't know if advice and opinions are two different things. If one would need to be an article, but otherwise it's going to be our personal opinions on things and us offering. Like suggestions on workouts and like types of like mobility and things for people, if that makes sense. So there might be some content, I guess, to make a long story short, there might be some content where I am using references. Would those be considered articles?
Those could be considered, that could basically fall under the category of blogs as well. As long as, if you're, let's say, stating facts and opinions at the same time, that's where I would categorize it strictly as a blog. But if I were to, let's say, consider it as an article, it's just speaking about facts and nothing more. So let's say people tend to do informational searches, or let's say if they ask for opinions, that goes directly to blogs. If they ask for facts and figures and et cetera, all of that goes into articles itself. And articles are much more preferred over, travel guides. And, you know, you guys aren't, let's say, would you classify yourself as a travel guide, or would you be classifying yourself as something else that's much more casual than that?
We might be able to fall into the category of travel guide. So, like, one of the blogs, for instance, we would, just to give you an idea, like, top five things to do in Rapid City, South Dakota. And then we would be listing kind of like the state parks, national things to do. So it is technically a travel guide because people would obviously be picking an area and referencing it to see what they should do in that area. But those things that I'm selecting, like the top five things to do, are based off of our experience and our opinion.
That's great. But we could basically classify this all of this information as a blog. And
okay.
To start off with, got it, perfect. Okay, no problem. Well, apart from that, this is for the blogs, strictly for the blogs. Now let's talk about the internal content of the website, which is definitely going to be uploaded to a lot of other things as well on the current homepage itself. Now, all these placeholders that you see that actually show lorem ipsum or dummy content, all of these placeholders definitely do require content to be uploaded itself as well, because without this, the website will not really look like anything that really does have enough information itself as well. Now, in a case where, let's say, we upload the content, we would definitely be – there are two things that you could basically do over here as well itself, one of which is to actually start writing content yourself that actually fits with the placeholders of the website, is also SEO optimized and 100% fresh, not copied from anywhere itself. That's option number one. Or you could use our help. We could basically write the entire web content for you. This actually optimized for search and also follows all the guidelines, et cetera, everything along with it. So, and as soon as we're basically done with the content, once we're finalized with that, we upload that directly to the website, and it takes about 24 to 48 hours to get that done itself too. That way, your website will have a content completely replaced with any dummy content that's actually currently present, and also at the same time provides you with the privacy policy in terms of conditions as well, because any e-commerce store that actually any store or in fact any website that is actually present requires these two different elements itself too, because privacy policy and terms and conditions, both of these are absolutely important. And as long as you have those, and apart from that, if I were to say if there's something that I definitely need from your end, it's for two different elements. I would need you for the blogs. I would need you for the brand story, because the brand story is something that you will be defining for yourself, and I want your element added to the website too. But when it comes down to the rest, you definitely need your web pages to be copywritten, because anyone that enters the website definitely needs to follow an entire funnel, which is, which through basically, let's say they enter the homepage, that's where they then start to gain the homepage itself is actually going to be a part which of the funnel where you would be raising interest within your users that are actually landing on the website. Awareness actually starts with, let's say, social media, or awareness starts with SEO, where, let's say, a blog maybe could start raising awareness. But let's say if they wanted to move towards the brand, make a buying decision, what would be 100% important is to actually have all of these different elements, such as the SEO-optimized content, and also at the same time following the entire funnel added within the content itself as well. So that's basically what's required. So that way, we could basically be assisting all of the users that are coming to the website through an entire funnel that eventually allows this funnel to maximize upon the sales that we're making. Otherwise, let's say if you were to write acquisition content on – acquisition is the lowest part of the funnel, by the way. If you were to write that sort of a content directly on the homepage, that basically tells people that you're trying to sell them something that they might not need. Now, in a case like that, you definitely need to make sure that the content follows through with the entire funnel, and also at the same time is optimized with SEO keywords. So that way, as soon as the content is basically uploaded to the website and we eventually launch and index the website, it starts showing up on the first page of Google. So that's what it is. And in that case, what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, so I think I've already heard this whole feel before, and I talked to Sam Jones, because that was kind of one of the miscommunications, was what part of the content was included and what wasn't included, and what was an upsell and what wasn't, and that was one of my biggest frustrations. And so that all sounds amazing, and obviously we want to be able to have our website optimized as much as possible so we have visibility and we're driving traffic. I don't know what's included in our package, and I think that it would be, you know, obviously helpful for and necessary for me to provide the majority of the content, the About Us page, and obviously the descriptions on our apparel and all of that. But then for other places where we would probably need more like keywords and stuff, that would be helpful to have you guys come in and help. So what is included? Like, what is the process going forward?
Okay. So I'll define the process for you a much more better way, because as soon as basically the content's done, and I'll also take a look into your packages as well, just to be sure that there's something that if you already have something, then it's good to go. You know, we really wouldn't be requiring anything else. Mm-hmm.
Just to be forthcoming with you, Arthur, I tried canceling my website and actually getting a refund, because I was told initially by the gentleman who sold me on the website that the content and the SEOs were included, and that, you know, obviously I would have to contribute the majority of the content, but the rest, like the filler and spaces and stuff to optimize the website, would all be included in the package. And he was supposed to have sent me my contract and my invoice, and I had asked 3 times and he never did. We got started on the website, and then very much we got through kind of like the first couple of questions as far as designing the website. And I spoke with the gentleman named Mark or Joe, just like you, who kind of walked me through the whole spiel and then told me that I could not provide my own content. I'd have to pay between $1,000 and $2,000 to be able to provide, to have you guys write the content for me. And we went back and forth for about 30-45 minutes. But I said that's not what I was told, and I wasn't at all happy about that situation. And
okay.
So a gentleman called me back and said, oh, no, your content is included in SEOs for the content are included in your package. And I said, okay, great, let's go ahead and move forward. And then I got an email saying, no, yeah, you can go ahead and provide your own content, but it's going to be $299 to verify it through Google. And I was like, that's not acceptable. It was either Mark or Joe.
Mark or Joe, okay. Here's what I can do. I can take a look into these guys as well and see what, because this doesn't really happen. This isn't a part of the process, and we don't really like to take our clients that way either. So instead, here's what I'm thinking, because as soon as we are basically, because as long as this is included, if it's told to you that it's included in the package, it definitely is. And apart from that, no, the verification from Google, I can maybe have all of that waived off itself as well, because eventually what's going to happen is I'm going to be, me and my content team is actually going to audit the content that you actually sent to us. Because before actually having all of that uploaded to the website, we definitely need to make sure that it's complying with all of the different policies, and is also at the same time great for users to actually receive a good amount of value from the content that's uploaded. Now, the only two pieces of content that I will be requiring from your end is the blogs and the brand story. That's it. If you reward us with a whole scale, let's say, blog campaign in which, let's say, you were to, let's say, tie us down with 40 blogs per month, 30 blogs per month, 20 blogs per month, that's another case. But if you were to, let's say, officially provide me with all the content, the brand story is something that's going to be personally written by you, because it will have that feeling where you're really talking about the brand. You are the brand at the end of the day. And in order for you to truly reflect yourself, you would definitely need to make sure that you're pouring out your feelings while you're writing the brand story itself. Now, when it comes down to the blogs are definitely going to be informational. That's what I see. They're not going to be transactional. Now, for informational blogs, it's important for us to actually audit all of the content, because that content, before actually having all of that published directly on Google and having all of that indexed, we definitely need to make sure that we're meeting all the requirements that Google has provided to us, because there are more than over 200 ranking factors at this point, and we have to look into all of these nitty-gritties before actually uploading that and eventually receiving results from it. Or otherwise, what good is a blog if, let's say, if you're uploading it to a website and it's not really driving traffic? Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I understand the importance of it, and I'm all about, obviously, making sure that there's keywords and SEOs, because, yeah, otherwise, how is someone going to find me and find our website? How are we going to do that? Yeah, I get the importance 100%. I just want to make sure we're on the same page as far as what's included in my package and what's not included, and how to move forward with that, and how we move forward with the website, because, like I said, I've already experienced some drama, and I had finally said, this is getting way too confusing for me, and I feel like I'm being upsold on things that should have already been included in my package. I would just rather prefer a refund, and I'd like to move on. And that's when Sam Jones had called me and said, no, what can we do? No, the content is included. No, I promise you, like, we're going to take care of everything for you. We're not upselling you. We're not going to charge you any more money. And I said, are you going to make sure that it's verified through Google and I'm not going to have to pay $299? He said, no, that's all going to be included. We're going to take care of you. You've already paid your price. Everything else going forward is taken care of, unless we do, like, obviously, social media and that kind of thing. That's going to be additional, and I understand that.
True that. That's all that's actually required, and this isn't really a part of our protocol, So we'll just have, just let's say, you know, it's like starting afresh, so it's all good, to be honest. And I'll have all of that catered to. Now, for the next steps, because that's really the concern here, and also something that is better if we're to, let's say, told our earlier self as well. Now, as far as the content goes, what we're going to do is we're going to start off by conducting our keyword research. Our keyword research will then help us define what sort of content is meant to go onto all of these individual pages of the website. And then comes the time where we actually send all of that content to you for approval. And as long as you've approved that and your approval is there, we then eventually upload all of that content to the website. Now comes the other customizations within the website, meaning that we could be changing if, let's say, if you would want your own personal pictures, or because, again, when traveling, you're definitely going to be taking pictures for your audiences to see what sort of an experience are you exactly having. Now, in a case like that, if you want, we could definitely make customizations to the website in the form of its pictures. We could also add a couple of videos to the website as well. There's like a ton of things that we would definitely need to do in terms of its customization. Add your information, such as your contact information. I'm pretty sure that e-commerce stores don't really use phone numbers, but emails are good to go. And apart from that, also help you with a couple of other tools. I'll also make a couple of suggestions, especially when it comes down to optimizing the store too, because that will eventually make things a lot much more better as soon as you start driving more and more visitors to the website. And that way, once we're basically through with that, we then head towards the QA phase. Within the QA phase, what we do is we identify if there's any weak points within the website itself and if there's anything else that's actually missing from the package. So let's say if you've purchased the silver package of the website, what will happen is that all of that, within all of that, those different elements that are actually added within the package, we're going to verify if all of that is actually included within the website and also make sure that the website is validated using W3C. Now, it's a validation that actually allows us to check the HTML of the website if it's good to go at a certain standard, and that's why that's necessary. So what we're going to do is within the QA phase, identify all of these different places, these links, and anything that we're actually putting in there, and then eventually head towards the finalization phase in which we take the entire website, download it into a zip folder, upload it to the domain that you have. Now, just to be sure, is your website on Shopify or is it on WordPress?
It's our website. I'm not sure what they use. To purchase the URL through Daddy, and I don't know what they use to design it. I assume it's WordPress because we're not using Shopify or Printify or any of the on-demand printers.
Got it.
I believe WordPress. I would assume WordPress.
Perfect. Well, WordPress is a great CMS to use because eventually what's going to happen is you're going to be uploading content to the website later down the road. You definitely need help with showing you how to exactly, let's say, upload the content onto the website and also simultaneously make changes in terms of, let's say, uploading, deleting, or, let's say, adding new things to the blog itself, adding pictures, etc. So you definitely would need help with that initially. But that's where you would later on be able to manage it yourself. So once that's through, once we're done with the QA, I believe your website is definitely going to be made on WordPress. So that's where we then upload all everything to your domain. You already have a domain that you purchased from GoDaddy, and eventually have all of that uploaded. Once that's done, we will then be able to go ahead and proceed towards the rest, which means finalizing the website, having it indexed on Google, and voila, we're done with the website.
Perfect. Okay, good. Okay, so we just basically got through the design process, just the layout
right.
and kind of the formatting of it. And now we move on to content. And then once content, we move on and content and kind of the creativity side, like you said, where we're customizing it based off of my pictures, any videos that I have, and then making any changes maybe to like the internal pages. Okay, perfect. Okay,
so
that makes sense.
Content, customizations, QA, and going live.
Okay, wonderful. Okay,
awesome.
So Arthur, can I ask you a question? So I'm assuming that everything, because I've been told, is included in my package for the website, and so we're all good there. But as far as social media, if I did want to add Instagram social media, although we have our Locked On Purpose apparel page started, what would that include as far as marketing goes in order to increase visibility to social media, A? But also, I would love to be able to integrate, you know, like the LinkedIn or whatever they're called, where directly from the website it says, you know, view shop, and it would take us to the external links to the website or be able to shop directly through Instagram. Is that something that that's part of the marketing campaign that you would provide, obviously?
Definitely. Now, in a case where if you would be requiring social media, I would like to figure out the objectives that you would definitely have. Because, again, objectives would define my scope of work. So let's say if you're only looking for someone who would manage your social media and its presence grow itself organically, that way I would be recommending you to go with management only. But if you're, let's say, looking for marketing, that's where, let's say, you know, within marketing itself are multiple objectives, such as, let's say, gaining brand awareness or, let's say, generating sales or, let's say, you know, generating more and more visitors for the website. So there's like a ton of objectives that are currently available. There's lead generation as well. You know, it's completely up to you. Now, if you were to define that for me, I will be able to make a great, let's say, recommendation as to what you would be requiring, what it will cost, and what's the return on that as well.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like the same objectives are kind of one and the same, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, where increasing mm-hmm. brand awareness, it will also increase sales, right? So the objective would be to obviously increase our sales through Lost on Purpose Apparel, to get as many sales as we can directly through Instagram, social media, and or, you know, attention to our website. So that would be the ultimate goal, would be, I think, those two, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, but kind of go hand in hand. So brand awareness and increase sales.
Got it. So let's take these two objectives as our primary objectives when conducting social media management and marketing. That's where both of these elements are actually going to be involved because, you know, if we were to just separately run ads, that's when marketing would fall in. But if we were to also grow you organically and help you establish a great social media presence that regularly brings you a good amount of followers, well, and scales you from 1,000 to 10,000 in 3 months or 6 months, and then so on and so forth to 100,000, in order for us to actually do that, we then focus on two different elements. Now, there's management and marketing both involved within this. Now, for brand awareness, I'll start off by telling you a little bit about what we do to actually start off with gaining more brand awareness, and then we'll head down into the marketing element of this itself. Now, in order for us to actually start off with the awareness phase, what we do is we begin with the element where we have we build enough content around the entire brand itself, which basically includes that you know, all these different elements such as the blogs that you've written for the website, and let's say if you're looking to, because again, the social media, the way I envision your profile is that it has enough travel trips and tricks, and it also has a lot of the different products that you in fact have to offer, because you're not going to have to directly sell on the website itself, on the social media itself. The purpose of social media and management only is to actually drive more and more visitors for awareness purposes. How do you do that? You provide value to the potential people that you feel that are already, let's say, you know, interested in travel and tourism, and overall are, let's say, you know, enjoy having more and more travel guides, having more and more opinions over something that is actually, because again, being opinionated around something definitely makes you look like a credible, let's say, a travel enthusiast, or it's completely dependent on that. So, well, anyways, what we do is we provide value by creating content that is centered around the pain points and also at the same time the awareness elements of this itself as well. So there's these two different elements that we're basically going to focus on. And eventually, in that part of the process, we're going to start creating posts. Now, within a single post, you're basically going to be getting a caption, a copy, a design, which basically shows the visitor, or let's say it's like building an entire Instagram page that basically displays what the brand colors are, what the brand is all about, and what do you do in a matter of 3 seconds. Because the moment someone clicks onto your profile, visits you, they're definitely going to look into what exactly is it that you actually have to offer. Now, within those 3 seconds, you have to make that impression, and that's where the optimization of the profile falls under the management element of this, and which eventually helps you drive more and more visitors to the page, which are then redirected to the website itself. So that's a little bit about, I could definitely send you an email with all the different details and all the things that we do on management itself. But more important is the marketing element of this, because eventually that's really where the bottom line of every business comes in. And in a case where, let's say, you start receiving sales and the return is great, the usual return that we've seen from social media is about up to as low as 300% up to a maximum of 3,000% itself. What that basically means is that there's a range through which we're actually able to produce a profitable number within a matter of 3 months after we're basically through with the initial awareness phase itself. Because the moment we head in, we head out of the awareness phase, we then enter the interest, desire, and acquisition phase. Now, within these three different phases comes the paid ads that we start running, which is known as the marketing using social media. Now, when you start running your marketing, there are a couple of strategies that are supposed to be kept in mind when it comes down to scaling it for order receiving purposes and starting to, let's say, look at a cost per acquisition, because there's a cost associated to every customer that's actually coming to the website. So let's say you drove in 100 customers for $1,000. That's basically the cost per acquisition. It's just an example, by the way. Your cost per acquisition looks like $10 per person, per customer, and your profit margin looks something like $30 or $50. It completely depends on the products that you're selling. And I would, in a case like that, I would much rather prefer going with drop shipping than affiliate marketing, because affiliate does generate revenue for you, but it's a very low commission amount unless you're selling very high. Let's say if you're selling GPUs or computers or something like that, that's where the commission tends to become somewhere around 5 to 10%. But otherwise, any products that are actually lower than that, that's where your commission rate falls between 1 to 3%. So that's not a lie. And that's why it's much more preferred to opt in with drop shipping rather than having to go with anything else. So in a case like that, what we're going to do is we're going to start off with running ads and targeting all of the audiences that were previously present on the page that have already been found as a fan base. By the way, I hope I didn't make you sleep during this part of the process. Hello?
See what? I'm sorry. Hi, I heard you. Sorry, what was the last part?
I hope I didn't make it. Yeah, you know, I hope you didn't fall asleep during this entire process.
Oh, no, I'm listening. I'm yeah.
Okay,
so
great. Very great. Glad to hear
right?
that. Yeah.
Hold on mute for a second.
Please do, yeah, that will be awesome. Okay, so once we're there, once we start running ads, what we do is we tend to target the audience on a broader scale. Now, when targeting audience on a broader scale, it helps us define what the audience would look like as soon as they come to the website, or let's say, was it the Instagram page, or Instagram or Facebook, whatever works. Now, as soon as they start coming in, we then eventually divide them by understanding which part of the funnel are they exactly present. What that basically means is that, let's say if someone went to the website, they went to the checkout page or the cart page, they added a certain product, what we do is using Facebook Pixel is a snippet that is actually applied to the website and eventually drives all the visitors directly from social media to the website itself and helps us track whatever they're exactly doing. So we understand what the behavior is like on all of the social media campaigns that we're in fact running. So from the ad that we run comes the visitors that are driven to the website, and then we study their behavior. Now, on a broader scale, the interest that I'm actually going to target is around travel and tourism. And what that basically means is that anyone who is actually a travel freak or, let's say, a travel enthusiast, they will eventually hop onto the website, make a buying decision, and then leave. Or the drop-off could possibly happen for any reason. Maybe they were called by a relative or a friend, or, you know, and then they suddenly forgot. So what we do is we use a retargeting strategy that eventually allows us to help. First of all, what we do is, before retargeting, in fact, what we do is we identify which audiences went to the checkout page and the cart page. As soon as we've identified them, Facebook allows us to create a lookalike audience that eventually looks the same, it looks and acts the same way, has the same demographic and psychographic that a customer would usually have that is actually hopping onto the website. So successful orders, people going to the checkout and cart page, they're all going to be filtered into a single domain and then eventually be replicated as a new part of the audience, which eventually helps us scale. Now, we start running ads on the lookalike audience from $10 cost per acquisition. We go down to $5 or $3, and then eventually lower the cost of marketing as well. So for, let's say, $1,000, you're instead of receiving 100 customers, you're probably going to start receiving about 200 or 300 customers. Now, that's what it becomes after you start running a campaign like that. Now, as soon as you've generated a good amount of lookalike audiences, we then eventually head down into the element where we then start to run retargeting and remarketing ads. Now, Facebook Pixel helps us identify whoever went to the website and what did they exactly do. Now, for people that actually went to the checkout page, would definitely be adding a product first. Let's understand the buying behavior here. So they went to the website, we ran ads directly to the shop page, and we used a hook product, which is, let's say, going for about $10 or something that is a lot much more that holds a lot much more value for less. So meaning that it's a hook product that eventually drives a good amount of visitors from social media to the website. And as soon as they're basically there, they didn't eventually add the product into their cart or checkout page. Now once they're there, they didn't make a purchase, but they're still there, which eventually means that they will be eventually once we start running our retargeting ads, they will be able to see the ads that were there we actually pulled up earlier as well. And that's where they will be reminded that they have to make a buying decision. Or we could just go out with them on a message saying that you added a product to the cart, you submitted your email. We could also use email those emails for email marketing later on as well, by the way. That's a side note. But overall, that eventually helps us optimize our numbers, especially when it comes down to whatever you're spending on social media. So let's say you spent $1,000. Within the first month of running ads, you're probably going to receive an ROI of $3,000. That's something that we usually see depending on it's also dependent, a lot much more dependent on the average basket value, which is figured out once we start running ads. But for travel and tourism, that's something that you can possibly see for any e-commerce store that we usually see once within the first month of running the ads. And then lower the cost as soon as we're there within the second month, or once we've generated a good amount of audience, that eventually helps us scale for a lookalike audience and retargeting itself. So that's how our marketing campaign works overall. And that helps the clients form a retainer with us for a yearly basis. And, you know, I love to form retainers personally, and that's how our business model works. If we don't form retainers with our clients, we're wishing that we would go out of business. But I'm glad that we're in business. I've personally been in business for about 15 years at this point, and that's how we work. That's our marketing strategy. Now, if you have any questions, feel free to let me. Hello? Mallory, you there? Hello? Mallory, can you hear me? I think I'm probably on mute. If you can hear me, just hold on. I'll just give you a call back.